One of the big myths, though, of Prohibition is that it was not illegal to own whiskey. You could own as much whiskey as you wanted. If you had a basement full of whiskey, there was nothing anybody could do to you. You could drink whiskey. There was no laws against it unless you drank too much and was publicly intoxicated and disorderly. You know, those laws have always been in effect. What was illegal was the manufacture and sale of alcohol. So what happened was that when Prohibition came to effect, all this whiskey in the warehouse was private property. The people that owned those distilleries owned that whiskey. There was nothing illegal about it. The government did not go into the distilleries with their axes and bust up barrels. As a matter of fact, the government recognized that whiskey was a very important for medicinal use. You got to remember, in the 1920s, you didn't have the pharmaceuticals that we have today. You know, you basically had your whiskey, your laudanum, your quinine, and some opiates. You know, even aspirin wasn't patented until the early 1900s. So you had six companies that applied for a license to sell medicinal alcohol. And those six companies were Brown-Forman, the only company that's still around today in its same form. James Thompson and Brother, which later became Glenmore, Frankfurt Distilleries, American Medicinal Spirits, which later became National Distillers, Shenley Distilleries, and then the Arthur Phillips Stitzel Distillery. Those were the six companies that could sell during Prohibition. And their market was basically pharmacies. You could get a prescription for alcohol every 10 days. One pint of 100 proof alcohol. Doctors and dentists could buy 12 pints a year for office use, and bakers could buy 12 pints of brandy and rum for cooking purposes, and that's what they survived on selling.